The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Hello and welcome to the DIY Investing YouTube channel. My name is Trey and I'll be your host today. Today I want to answer a question and I want to think about time horizon. So the question today is, what is the right time horizon to think about in terms of accomplishing your goals? And what I want to encourage you today is to expand your time horizon. One of the things that I do that has been a struggle for me is that I often overestimate the amount of stuff that I can get done in a day, in a week, in a month, and in a year. And I tend to underestimate how much I can accomplish in a decade. And so what I think is a valuable tool and lesson to learn is that you can benefit a lot by expanding your target time horizon. By taking your time horizon and going from thinking in terms of days or weeks or even just a year and stretching that to multiple years or a decade, you can really change the way you think about problems and it can really set you up for more success. You know, I saw this tweet come out on Twitter the other day and it said that this is from The Wealth Dad, and it's, there are three pivotal choices you make in your 20s that largely determine the quality of the remainder of your life. Career choice, spouse and who you want to have kids with, and how you handle booze, drugs, and gambling. Screwing up even one of these three can set you back years to decades. And what was interesting about it to me was less on the specific examples, although I thought they were good, because it's certainly true that in your 20s, you really set up the future for your life, and each of those aspects can really play a difference. You know, what is your career? Who are you going to marry? Are you going to have kids? How many and everything like that? And also how you handle some of the sins and potential problems you have in life, booze, drugs, gambling, things that could lead you astray. What struck me is how emblematic this idea is that your 20s could really set up the rest of your life. And so for those of my young listeners and for anyone of any age to really think back to what your 20s were like and what that could really do for you over the course of a lifetime. You know, one of the lessons as an investor that is really key that you learn early on is the idea of compounding. And compound interest on its own is very interesting, that you can grow small amounts of money to very large amounts of money by just putting time in and letting time make a difference. Because the longer you invest, the more you earn money on your money and it grows, grows, and grows. So you can turn small sums like $1,000 or $10,000 into millions and multiple millions of dollars just by allowing long periods of time to play with compound interest. Well, compounding impacts your life as well. And so if you make good decisions when you're young, in your teen years, in your 20s, that will have a compounding effect in your 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s. So for those of you that are young, that are still in your 20s, still, you know, about to become 20 or in your 20s, you should look at this less as year by year, week by week, what do you accomplish? But think in terms of what your overall goals are for your 20s. How are you going to set yourself up for when you turn 30 years old and you can look back at your 20-year-old self? Are you happy with the choices you made over that decade? And what you'll find is if you make a plan and you execute on it and you try and avoid the setbacks and distractions like this person mentioned, whether that's booze, drugs, gambling, or various other problems that can enter your life in the course of your 20s, you can look back over the course of a decade and see massive improvements in your life. There are things that I was able to accomplish over the course of my 20s that was very impactful to me. And what I've found is when you compare those who made a lot of positive decisions over the course of those years, day by day, week by week, not seeing any improvement on a small time scale, you really see large differences, though, when you start to think in those decades. And when I compare peers and friends, and I look at the choices they've made compared to the choices I've made, compared to the choices of the people who made better decisions than I have, and I see that gaps begin to grow by the time you start seeing a decade or two of improvement. And it's the fact that it's not just those individual decisions and what they did on that day to day. It really is expanding that out to years and decades. So what I want to encourage you to do is really try and think about, where do you want to be 5 to 10 years from now? And less, where do you want to be next week, next month? And start expanding that time horizon. Because expanding your time horizon is effective both in your personal life, in your career decisions, in your spousal decisions, kid decisions, all that stuff plays true. But as a finance podcast, it's definitely true in your investments in personal finance. The ability to delay gratification and invest your money, set aside a little bit extra, set aside a little bit more than you were doing before, you're not going to see that impact day by day. You know, so if you're saving $1,000 a month now and you can save an extra 10%, so you're saving $1,100 a month, you're not going to see an impact that week, that month, that year. It really won't be any clear difference. But when you think 10 years in the future, you're going to start to see differences between your life outcomes versus what either your life could have been or what peers who were in similar spots were that made different choices than you. And those are going to be either good or bad. There are people that I can compare myself to who are massively more successful than me at a similar age. And there are people that I can compare myself to that are not as successful. And although your decisions and the choices you make on an individual basis don't seem like much, they do add up, they do compound. And what I found to be most helpful to me to make better decisions is to think about that compounding effect, whether that's money, whether that's food, whether that's health, whether that's exercise, whether it's, you know, your career, putting in that little extra effort, putting in that little bit more of ownership and taking responsibility for your outcomes makes a difference. It won't make an obvious difference today. It won't make an obvious difference tomorrow. But what I have found through years of implementing decisions and trying to take ownership of them and trying to make improvements that are incremental, that are small, and just putting in the work, is that the effects show up over time. So I don't see the effects of a lot of what I do today. I don't see the effects of a lot of what I'm working on now. You know, whether it's, you know, putting out these YouTube videos, it's sometimes hard because trying to grow the channel, trying to grow the audience, doesn't see an incremental impact. You know, I've actually spent a few months here now not putting out the content that I want to be putting out. And it can be hard because I can see that there's not going to be a huge difference between whether I put this video out or not. If I skip this today, I'm not going to see an impact tomorrow. I'm not going to see, you know, massive new subscribers. I'm not going to see massive new views. But if I'm consistent about it and I get back to doing the content schedule I want to do, I will see that impact in years down the road. And I think that's the same is true for my past work. And so I think this is a lesson that I've been thinking about and that I wanted to share with you, that you can really make a difference in your life. You can make a difference in your personal finance. You can make a difference in your investments if you expand your time horizon. So I want to encourage you to start to think in decades. And by doing so, I think you can really improve both your decision-making and your eventual outcomes. If you learned something from this video, if you like something, hit that like button. Don't forget to subscribe. And thank you for listening. Until next time, stop paying fees and start building wealth.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry, with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help, so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.